Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
I believe you're a wizard.
What do you want?
Help me.
Help you.
Movie Master on Today FM.
Yep, if you're just tuning in, we've changed it up. It's not Music Master we're playing. We're playing Movie Master. So let's go to the phones and meet somebody in Kildare who's brave enough to take on Movie Master for the first time ever. Does this person sound like could be a Hollywood actor? Yes. It's Oscar winner Jack Carey. Hi, Jack.
Well, how's it going?
You do have a very Oscar-y name there, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty Oscar-y, all right.
Jack Carey. So, come here. Were you straight onto the phone when you heard it was Movie Master? Would you prefer that to Music Master, your movie knowledge better, or are you just giving it a bash?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely know more about movies than music anyway, I reckon.
Right. Well, let's see then how you get on. You ready to step up and choose your category?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Round one.
So three to choose from, as always, but there's obviously about movies and not music. So your three categories to choose from, Jack, are Cade Mila Falcha. One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome. Or you smashed it. What would you like?
I'll go for the second one.
The second one. One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Do you get that quote? Do you know what it's from?
Oh, God. No.
No? So you're going in blind. That is from Mean Girls.
Oh,
an amazing movie with Lindsay Lohan in the lead. And we're going to ask you questions now about movies with females as the lead, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Which U.S. actress is most well known for playing Bridget Jones?
Pass.
Renee Zellweger. Who played Catwoman in the 2004 film?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
It was Halle Berry. Name the Australian actress who played the leading role in the movies I, Tonya and Barbie.
Oh, I can never think of her name.
Go on, you can. No?
No.
Margot Robbie. An unemployed single mother becomes a legal assistant and brings down a big power company is the description for which 2000 Julia Roberts movie?
Oh my God. It's her name.
Yeah, it is her name, yeah. If you don't know, pass.
Pass.
Erin Brockovich. Katniss Everdeen is played by Jennifer Lawrence in which series of movies?
Oh, Hunger Games.
Yes. For which 2010 movie did Natalie Portman win an Oscar for Best Actress?
Black Swan.
Yes. There's no place like home is a quote from which movie? Drums are in. It's not Alice in Wonderland. No, it's Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
Listen, a score of two there in the round one. So we're going to jump into the bonus round now and see how you do.
Bonus round.
So in the bonus round, your category still applies. These are all movies that are led by females, and you're going to have a little clip from a movie, and you basically have to tell me what the movie is, as simple as that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what's the first one?
Do you have a luxury car?
I've got two, boy.
I'm a girl.
One would have smashed in front, and one would have smashed in back. All I've got to do is cut them in half, glue them together, and Bob's your chipmunk. Daddy's back.
But isn't that illegal? And sort of, wrong?
What does he say?
Right, what movie is that?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
No idea?
Chitty Bang Bang.
Starring Ireland's Alicia Weir, that is Matilda. That was that one.
All right.
Okay, try this one.
You're all by us on the beach, huh? How about that?
Yeah, right. Those places are like thousands and thousands of dollars.
So what? You think I can't get you a house on the beach? What else you want? You want a little purple Porsche, huh? You want a little pony you can ride?
Uh-huh.
What do you think that one is?
I have no idea. Go with Thelma and Louise.
No, it's Monster with Charlize Theron as the lead actress. And here's your final one.
Come on, look. You do a few butt-shaping exercises. You tighten this up. You can pull this off.
You know what? Pull this off. What is it, because McDonald hates me?
He doesn't hate you.
What is it, like a woman thing?
Don't kid yourself. Nobody thinks of you that way.
What's that one?
No idea.
Didn't work out for Jack Carey today. That one is Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Business score of two. Didn't suit you, Jack Carey, but who knows?
Not good.
But no, two's gotten into the final before, so don't go anywhere. Sit tight. We're going to get your competitor up on the phone in a few minutes' time and see how they do up against you. But it could be you were coming back to butcher. No matter what, you'll walk away with a Dave Moore mug. So sit tight, Jack Carey. Back to you in a few minutes' time.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
I believe you're a wizard.
What do you want?
Help me.
Help you.
Movie Dream Master on Today FM.
Yes, in honour of the Oscars and Killian winning his Oscar, we decided we'd change Monday's game into Movie Master and see how everybody does. Jack Carey from Kildare played a few minutes ago. He got a score of 2. Erica Goggins in Bray. Hi, Erica.
How are you doing, Dave? Happy
I'm birthday. Doing well. Thank you very much. You're very kind. I should say, Erica, as well, you also sound like you could easily be best supporting actress is Erica Goggins. Jack Carey and Erica Goggins could easily be the two leads in the movie.
Well, I'm doing a performance this morning to stay awake for the Oscars, I can tell you.
Why, did you stay up last night for the Oscars?
Yes.
You did not, did you?
We did, yeah.
That's so legendary. So who stayed up, you and who else?
Myself and my husband and my 2 sons.
Mainly my
youngest son. We watched it from red carpet right to the end.
Oh, my God. How long was that?
About 4 hours.
And was it worth it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially for the closing minutes, getting Killian in.
Yes, of course, that was towards the end, wasn't it?
Yes, second last one.
Third last one, amazing. Erica, that's commitment, right? Well, let's see if you're either delirious or really well informed as we jump into round one.
Probably a bit of both.
Yeah.
Round one.
Okay, so the category that of the lead females, one time she punched me in the face, it was awesome, that's gone. Jack chose that. But you can either have Cade Mila Falcha or You Smashed It. What would you like?
Shot to the ground. I have to do Cade Mila Falcha.
Cade Mila Falcha. Okay. These are movies set or made in Ireland. Okay?
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Which multi-Oscar winning Steven Spielberg movie was filmed on the beaches in County Wexford? Yes. Brenda Fricker and Daniel Day-Lewis both won Oscars for appearing in which 19... Yes. Christopher Walken, Emily Blunt and Jamie Dornan starred in a rom-com set in Ireland that came out came under fire for terrible Irish accents in 2020. What was it called?
Skip.
Wild Mountain Time. Who played Michael Collins in the movie of the same name in 1996? He did. A1 Chardon is a quote from which 1993 Roddy Doyle film?
Commitment.
No, The Snapper. Name the upcoming Netflix film where Lindsay Lohan plays a girl who wishes she was marrying her best friend's fiancé in Ireland.
Skip.
Irish Wish. Damien and Teddy O'Donovan were played by Cillian Murphy and Padraig Delaney in which 2008 Irish movie?
Back to the
No, The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Disney rolled into town in 2006 and 2021 to film the Enchanted movies in which town the drums are in.
Enniscarry.
It was Enniscarry, but I can't give it to you, unfortunately. But listen, you've already got a score of 3, so you're already through to the final, but let's see how you do in the bonus round and see how you get on.
Bonus round.
So, in the bonus round category, you're going to hear clips of movies. The overarching clue of these movies are all either made or set in Ireland applies, okay?
Okay.
Just got to give me the title of each one. Here's one.
Now, Amor Tenthier doesn't create actual love. That would be impossible. But it does cause powerful infatuation or obsession. And for that reason, it is probably the most dangerous potion in this room.
What's that one?
Dangerous potion. Artemis Fowl? I don't know.
No, it was Harry Potter. No, we would have. It was Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. They used the Cliffs of Moher in that that movie. But
I don't want to say that myself. Yeah, that wasn't Ireland.
That wasn't Ireland. Yeah, well, it's a little tricky one there for you. Okay, what about this one?
Who are you, Trek? I need your help.
Don't you get it from the welfare, man. We got along without you, Papa.
I need you to track me, kids.
Friends of yours. Papa Riley is back. Bad luck isn't far behind.
Tracker!
What movie is that?
Into the West.
It is Into the West, absolutely. And your final one is this.
I'm not Irish.
You don't sound Irish.
I need to make this clear. No part of me is Irish. I don't have Irish parents or grandparents or anything. I'm Italian. Well, my parents are anyway.
Right, what movie is that?
I'm going to go Brooklyn. I couldn't hear it fully, but I think it's Brooklyn.
You're absolutely right to go Brooklyn. It is Brooklyn. Well done. So Brooklyn and Into the West added to your score of 3, now gives you a score of 5, and that is absolutely putting you into the final round. Erica, well done. Jack Carey, hard luck, Jack.
Thanks, Dave.
As soon as she said she stayed up all night watching the Oscars, I know I was screwed.
Jack, we're going to send you the Dave Moore mug. Have a cracking day and a cracking week, and thanks for playing, all right?
And happy birthday, Dave.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jack. See you later, man. Bye. Okay, Erica Goggin, you've done very well through your exhausted delirium. You've managed to get yourself into the final round of Movie Master, and we're going to do that with you in a couple of minutes on Today FM.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Now, Erica Goggin.
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
Still hanging in there.
Good woman. I'm glad to hear it. You've battled through the fatigue of staying up all night for the Oscars. You got yourself through to the final round of Movie Master. Do you think you have it in you to become the first ever Movie Master on Today FM?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's jump in and find out. Here we go.
Final round.
Okay, in this final round of Movie Master, Erica, I'm going to give you three clues to the identity of an actor. Is the year they're born, the place they're from, and a line from one of their movies, a famous line from one of their movies. You'll have 10 seconds then to tell me.
Is it an Irish person again, or are we?
Oh, I couldn't possibly tell you, but you'll hear the place they're from, the place they're born, so that'll give you an idea. Okay. Right, the year is 1947. The place is Tal in Austria, and the movie quote is, I'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We didn't want to make the first ever Movie Master too difficult. But then there's a case of making it too difficult and making it super easy. Let's have a listen. Is this I'll be back, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'll be back.
Yes, it is! You are our first ever Movie Master. Congratulations. You just got yourself €250 in cash and you get the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones. So congratulations.
Brilliant.
How about that, Erica?
I'm delighted with myself,
then.
I'm well awake.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell your husband and your two kids that it was worth staying up. You had all your movie knowledge ready to go and just won yourself all the prizes. Congratulations.
I guess the cinema's on me this weekend.
Definitely is. Well done, Erica. Thanks a million for playing.
Cheers, Dave. Thanks
See you later. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.